It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me. Good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. Black here, you there. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If Twitter's more your thing, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. But if you're settling in at the job, or you're getting the kids off to work, school, they should be working, actually. If you're getting the kids off to school, you're getting the spouse off to work, whatever the circumstances are, we only got you for a limited portion of the day. You know, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, a half hour, an hour. You know, if we're lucky enough, we get you for 2 hours, but not always the case. You're plugged into your device, you're heading somewhere, you're doing something. Well, guess what? If you've got the iPhone, if you got an Android, sitting down at the desk doing your homework, if you've got a laptop, iPoppy, you get the tablet, you know what the deal is. Guess what? You can get us. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, /talk, go live. We're right there for you. You know what the drill is. I get people all the time when I go to the gym. Hey, man, heard the show this morning. Good stuff, man. Who are you again? Yeah, okay. Look. It's all there for you. It's disposable. It's radio on the go. You know, you get rid of us as fast as we get rid of toilet paper. You know, sometimes it should be one and the same. But we only get you for a little amount of time, is what it comes down to. And we want you to be a part of the show. And for us, it's important that you are. And most important for us is American Forces Radio Network. You know, we talk about it all the time. A lot of people that, you know, I come across, they're like, well, you know, you give it lip service. No. I'm dead ass serious about this stuff. These guys and girls are in uni every single day making sure R6 is covered. There's a lot of bad guys out there. Domestically, foreign, doesn't matter. They run towards it while we run away from it. Always remember that. So if you see somebody in a uni standing in line at a Starbucks, maybe a 7-Eleven, whatever the circumstances are, they're off the base for a couple hours, you know, thank them, first of all. You know, buy them a cup of coffee. You know, pay for their lunch. Do something. All right? Because, like I said, they're running towards it while we run away from it. Let's run to a commercial right now.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Black. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We got a nice show in front of us here today. We're hitting the All-Star break in the NBA, so we'll be talking some NBA first half observations, and that'll pretty much carry us through the first hour. Frank Ntilikina in hour two, right off the top, and then we'll clean up any mess left in the world of sports, including Olympics and NFL stuff and everything else. There's quite a bit to talk about today in the world of sports. But, you know, as we hit the break and we go to All-Star Weekend, you look at what's going on in the NBA, and it's been an interesting, to say the least, season. Plenty of controversy, plenty of drama. I thought they were going to call it the NDA at one point in time, the National Drama League. The world, you know, it's funny because I was thinking about this yesterday because I saw that Tiger Woods was participating in a golf tournament again. And I don't root for Tiger. I don't root against Tiger. But I do recognize that for the sport, he is by far the most popular figure to ever play it. Bigger than Jack. Jack was huge. But as far as popularity goes, even bigger than Jack, more important to the ratings and the revenue than Jack was. Arnie, when it came right down to it, was more important to the revenue and watching it. He was the much more popular player in his time. Unfortunately for him, a few too many years older than Jack, where they had a rivalry, but it wasn't an enduring rivalry because Arnie was 10 years older than he was. But LeBron is not unlike Tiger in that the NBA throughout its years has had its ups and downs. You had the infancy of the league where the championship series was played on tape delay, or shown on tape delay, I should say. You had the Celtic dynasties, which caught the attention of the country, and it started to go in that direction. Wilt, who was a bigger-than-life human being, and, I mean, literally, physically and personality-wise, he was just somebody that nobody had ever seen before. And then you went into the era of UCLA and college ball and Bill Walton and Kareem and all those guys who came out. And there was a dynasty on that level which projected itself onto the NBA. And then you went through the drug years of the NBA where, you know, just like everybody else in the country who had money and disposable income, they were doing cocaine, getting laid, and, you know, relaxing. And it was a black eye on the league. Bird and Magic come along, revived the league, passed the torch off to Michael. And the thing with the basketball back then during Michael's time is it was that grinded out defensive style. Riley played it with the Knicks and the matchups between Chicago and the Knicks and Chicago and Detroit. West Coast basketball couldn't break it for the most part because of the fact that Michael had a clamp on everything. And Michael was larger than life as well. But now, here we are, and Michael was winning championships all the time. But here we are, and LeBron has won championships, and this does not denigrate anything that he's done on a basketball court. But you're in the middle of a magical run with the Golden State Warriors, where they've been easily the best basketball team, albeit for a Draymond Green technical foul, probably would have won three in a row, which is unheard of these days with balance. And yet the story is always about LeBron. It's always LeBron this, LeBron that. You know, is he happy? Is he coming? Is he going? Is he running the organization? It's amazing to me. And I don't mean amazing in a bad way. I mean amazing in the fact that in this particular sport, as it has been in others, but in this particular sport, and this is where the analogy to Tiger is, the NBA is driven by LeBron James. As great a story as Golden State is, as up and coming as the Celtics are, and there's always storylines, and there's great young players in the league. Kevin Durant is one of them. Steph is another one. There's players. Anthony Davis down in New Orleans is certainly a top five player. The story is always about LeBron. So my question is this. Is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? For me, I'm a little bit mixed feelings on it. I mean, it's a good thing in that the NBA, first under the leadership of David Stern and then under the leadership of Adam Silver, they're global. The NBA and basketball is here to stay. There would have to be a major scandal akin to the sport point shaving scandals that have gone on in the past. They'd have to find out that an organization and a superstar player is completely corrupt in order to derail the direction that basketball is going. It's a great sport. Everybody can play it. And I don't mean play it on an elite level, but I mean if you got a ball, you can play. You don't even need a basket. You can dribble. You can go down to the schoolyard. You can shoot in the outdoor baskets. If you have the luxury of the gym, you can go inside. You can shoot in the indoor baskets. You don't need anybody to play against. You can work on your fundamentals by yourself. There's no heavy-duty gear involved. You got a pair of shorts and a T-shirt. You're good to go. And a $400 pair of sneakers. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, it's there. And the appeal to the public now, as opposed to the old days, is huge. And don't forget the other things that were mixing in the old days. Like I said, you had the drug scandal at one point in time. You had racism. It was a predominantly African-American-dominated league. And has been for a long time. And there were a bunch of white people that didn't want to watch it because of the fact that the sport was dominated by black people. That's fact. That's not fiction. But the great majority of people have gotten past that, and they have embraced the sports for what it is. And that's an elegant ballet made of large men who can jump really high. And that's an incredible thing to watch. And on a night-in, night-out basis, when you watch what these guys can do and how far above the rim they play, it's astounding. I don't know of anybody who says to themselves, damn, I wish I could do that. You know, I wish I could hit a 25-foot jump shot. I wish that at 6 foot tall and 200 pounds, I could elevate and dunk the basketball like Russell Westbrook does. You know, so that's where the mass appeal is. But it all flows through LeBron James. And over the course, and the same way as golf flows through Tiger. And the reason why I brought it up is you look at Tiger, and he's out at Riviera, and he's trying to get his game back, and he's pointing towards April and the Masters. And God bless him. You know, you like them, you don't like them, the off-the-course stuff and all that, that's fine. But the juice that he brings to the course when he's out on the course is no different than what happens with LeBron on a night-in, night basis when his team comes to your town. Or they make it to the playoffs, or they make it to the finals. I mean, you know, you think about this, right? You have Golden State out in the West Coast, which, you know, they may or may not get to the finals. We'll find that out. Houston's going to have something to say about that before it's all said and done. And then you look at in the East, and you look at Boston, and you look at the Knicks, and you look at Miami, and you look at the bigger teams in the East, city-wise, it used to be in the old days that the NBA was in complete fear of a Cleveland-San Antonio matchup or a Cleveland-Phoenix matchup because of the size of the television market and the amount of eyeballs that would turn in. Well, those days are over. Now, yeah, would they like to see a Knicks-Laker matchup or a Celtic-Laker matchup? Of course they would. But they're not afraid of the other anymore, and the specific reason is because of LeBron James. We're going to tap out right there. When we come back, we'll continue. First half NBA right here on The Attack. I'm Black. You're not.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're back with the Attack, riding the NBA train. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And we're talking NBA first half. And again, just when you look at it and you look at the drama that went on in the first half, it all revolved around the Cleveland Cavaliers and specifically LeBron James. And LeBron brings a lot of it on himself. He is liked and loved by many, but also not liked and despised by many. And, you know, it's all well and good when you're driving the train And he does. And I respect that. I respect it in a big way. But again, it creates drama, sometimes in your own locker room. And, you know, let's not forget about the moves that Kobe Altman had to make in order to accommodate LeBron, who may or may not stick around. And I think that's the overriding storyline for the first half, is whether or not LeBron's going to stick. The fact that they had to completely derail what they had planned on doing in the CYA aspect of the way the Cleveland Cavaliers are running their organization, and what the end result is going to be following this season remains to be seen. You know, are they in position to get back to the finals now? They're absolutely in position to get back to the finals now. This is the kind of team LeBron needed. Not a slow, plodding, let's see if Isaiah Thomas can come back from his injury team. They needed a fast, get up and down the court, young legs kind of team, which it looks like, at least thus far, Kobe Altman has been able to accommodate. And how it plays out going forward remains to be seen. It certainly seems as if LeBron is back playing enthusiastic basketball again, and he was not before the trade deadline. It looked like he was mailing it in to a certain degree. And I mean, you think about it. LeBron's 33 years old. He's been playing in the league since he was 18. There's got to be certain days where he just doesn't feel up to it. But the intensity level of how he plays has been unquestioned. His dedication to playing hard all the time has been unquestioned up until this year. And it kind of looked like he was mailing it in right before the trade deadline. Now, they had that great game against Minnesota where he pointedly ignored Isaiah Thomas. And, you know, I'll say it right here. It was pretty obvious at that point in time that they were going to go south if that roster stayed intact. So Kobe Altman makes the deal. Gets the dead weight out of town. And they're off to the races. Now, you know, this isn't a be-all and end-all. But what they managed to do, and I talked about this earlier in the week and last week as well, is that they have covered themselves going forward, at least to the best of their ability, if LeBron James decides to move on at the end of the year, which is a possibility. I'm not even going to say a distinct possibility. I'm going to say a possibility. But here he is at 33 years of age, and he's going to have to make a decision at the end of the year to either re-sign in Cleveland, do the opt-out and then re-sign, or pick up his player option, which is $35.5 million. And if that ends up being the case, the Cavalier roster is going to be about $300 million, which means they're going to be playing some serious ching going forward. You know, they'll be paying about $190 million in additional payroll and $50 million in tax to the league. That's not a bad way to keep your job if you're Adam Silver. But, I mean, when they added George Hill, Jordan Clarkson, Rodney Hood, Larry Nance, it boosted their payroll. Well, if LeBron opts in for the 35 mil and the payroll that they have, and then you figure the tax in there, it's going to be about $300 million. And they have two open roster spots that they haven't filled yet. Now, the Cavs have paid out $86 million in luxury tax over the last 3 years. So if they go to 50, that's pretty substantial. Now, we'll see. Cavs have a couple of options here. They got to if they feel like it, they can re-sign Rodney Hood. He's a restricted free agent, and I'm sure he'll get offers. The other guys are under contract. But when you look at the salaries, LeBron's $35 million if he comes back next year. Kevin Love will be getting $24 million. George Hill will be getting $19 million. Tristan Thompson gets $17 million. They'd love to move him out of town. J.R. Smith, $14 million. Jordan Clarkson, $12 million. Rodney Hood, $12 million, assuming that that's roughly the number he would get. Kyle Korver, $7 million. And then it drops down into the lower numbers from there. However, the first-round pick that they'd get from Brooklyn, as slotted right now, is $4.5 million. So the roster, salary-wise, roughly, slotting in free agents at $1.5 million and all that kind of good stuff, would be about $160 million with a luxury tax of $150 million. Do the math. Now, if LeBron walks, the number changes. But, again, this is a completely different NBA than what we're used to. And like I said, LeBron drives the bus. Now, at Golden State, you had the exact opposite happen. You had a bunch of guys that were willing to take less initially and go forward in order to win a championship. And we'll find out. You know, it in theory, and I love this conversation, it at the trade deadline, everybody said, well, you know, the Cavs just handed the Lakers LeBron. I'm not so sure LeBron wants to go there. Maybe he does. I don't think that team fits LeBron. First of all, they'd have to, you know, just buy Isaiah. We'll see you. Which, you know, at this point in time, that might not be that big of a deal. But if he goes out the door and LeBron comes in, LeBron's going to handle the basketball. So what does that mean for Lonzo Ball? Probably that he's gone. LaVar Ball made noise again the other day about, well, you better sign my kids to your roster, otherwise he's going to walk. Well, at this point in time, you got no leverage. Bye. You don't have an outside shot. And Magic's not going to put up with that crap. Okay, see ya. Good luck wherever you go. But I don't know that LeBron fits in L.A. And, you know, people are completely discounting the fact that he loves Cleveland. I mean, he loves Cleveland. All his off-the-court work is through Cleveland. The charity work he does is through Cleveland. He's trying to revitalize their school system almost single-handedly. Akron, to be precise. But everything is in Ohio for him. Yeah, he's got a place in L.A. He's got a place in Miami. He can afford it. And when he does finally hang it up in a few years, I don't know how long he wants to play, but if he does hang it up in a few years, you know, there's going to be a spot for him in the NBA. He'll either buy into a franchise and own it, and maybe he and Gilbert come to a meeting of the minds where he can work with the organization afterwards. You know, it's no great secret that they don't particularly care for one another. But I think that's because of the business relationship and the fact that Dan Gilbert treats it as business and LeBron James treats it as personal. And, you know, it's business. Now, from all accounts, you know, and if you're sitting there and I'll be player X for a minute. I have an owner who's willing to pay $50 million a year in tax because of the fact he's accommodating my salary and trying to put the pieces around me to win a championship. We play in a first-rate arena. Everything the organization has done is first rate. And yet I can't get along with them. So does that fall on the owner, or does some of that fall on LeBron? We'll answer that question right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Other storylines in the association. Last night, T-Wolves beat the Lakers. And T-Wolves are definitely a storyline this year. They beat them 119-111. Again, Lakers are trying to find their way. They're 23 and 34? Yeah. So, you know, they're not going to make the playoffs, but they won more games than most people expected. Luke, regardless of what LeVar Ball says, can play. And can coach, I should say. Couldn't play. But the T-Wolves are an interesting storyline as well. Tom Thibodeau has got those guys playing a lot of minutes. And we'll see whether or not that hurts them at the end of the year. He has a very short bench on that team. And not a lot of quality bench on that team. Cole Aldridge never plays. Muhammad never plays. Brooks never plays. And whether or not they're up to the task in the playoffs remains to be seen. But so far, so good. And they're a very good storyline. Last night, Denver played Milwaukee, beat Milwaukee at home 134-123. Bloom's come off the rose a little bit since the coaching change. But Antetokounmpo had 36, 13 assists and 11 boards, triple-double, and they still lost. They have to get more consistency out of the rest of that basketball team. Last night, Bledsoe was good, 27 points. Middleton was good, 17 points. They don't play defense. There's no big mystery there. Now, Tyler Zeller off the bench in 30 minutes had 14 points and was a plus 9 when he was on the court. He needs to be starting, not Tom Maker, the bricklayer. He was a minus 20 last night. You know, don't play games here. You got a young, athletic team. Everybody played major minutes yesterday. If that's the direction you need to go, do it. Don't worry about the rest of it. And like I said, it you know, you look at the association and you look at the way Adam Silver's running the league, other than the fact he's fining Magic Johnson every other minute. There's some great storylines. Toronto sitting on top of the conference, a couple games over the Celts, 6.5 over Cleveland. And it what they've been able to do there by adjusting the game, they're playing more tempo, they're focusing on defense, they're spreading out the scoring. And, you know, quite honestly, and he was a guy that I was never particularly big on as far as being a head basketball coach. But Dwayne Casey has done a hell of a job up in Toronto. I mean, they're smoking people. And that was strictly on, this has been adjustment. This has been adaptation. And this is no joke, the teams that they're beating. They've whooped the Cavaliers 133-99. It was before the trade deadline. Lost to the Heat by a point. Beat the Nets by a point. Beat the Bucks by 9. Smoked the Bulls. Whooped the Hawks. Beat the Bucks again. Beat the Hornets. Beat the Knicks. Beat the Celtics. You know, no joke. Annihilated the Trailblazers. They have figured it out. DeMar DeRozan's a stud. Lowry has been awesome. But for them, it's going to come down to what happens in the playoffs. Because, you know, they could win the East, and that would be a monumental achievement. If they don't come out of the East, or at least get to the conference finals and represent well, it'll be same old Raptors. That's the storyline for them going in the second half. Philadelphia has won 5 in a row, and they've actually won a couple of games without Embiid. And with that being said, that's a step forward in the right direction. Now, if they're able to continue that, they're going to make the playoffs, and I would not want to be facing them. Would not. Because they'll be a tough, tough out. And there's a couple of other teams that fall into that category. Like I said, I love what Toronto's doing. I love the fact that Dwayne Casey has made the adjustments. They're 41-16, guys. No joke. I'm still not sure about Washington and what's going to happen when John Wall comes back. That'll be interesting. Pacers are still, you know, hanging in there. I don't know how much further they can go. They can fall to eighth. They can fall out altogether. I don't know that that's going to happen. Detroit's back a game under 500 again, but they had a little bit of a hole to climb out of. They regroup. They get to practice a little bit during the All-Star weekend, get their ducks lined up in a row, and hopefully start getting some people back. And they'll be able to move forward. Can the Heat hold on? Yeah, we'll see. And like I said, with the Sixers, the thing that's encouraging about them, well, first of all, they've won five in a row, which is good. You want momentum going into the All-Star break. They're probably the team that least would like to see the All-Star game coming up at this All-Star weekend coming up at this point in time. But with that said, it'll give them a little time to get a little more cohesive, rest the young legs. And yeah, that should be a contradiction, but they do need to rest the young legs. Most of these guys have had to not endure the grind of 82 games. So that'll be vital. Right now, they'd play Boston in the playoffs. I would not want to be Boston if I was playing Philadelphia in the playoffs. That would be ugly. I mean it. And don't forget. Don't forget what happened last year where they were a Rajon Rondo injury of being knocked out in the first round. And they were going down in the first round. And who knows how that would have altered things? Who knows how it would have altered, you know, Gordon Hayward's thinking or Danny Ainge's process? You know, Stevens is a hell of a good basketball coach, but the level of talent on that basketball team, they do it by committee the same way that Miami does. They're just better at it than Miami is. Now, can some of those guys turn into superstars? Can Tatum turn into a superstar? Absolutely. They have one in Kyrie Irving. But the rest of the guys on that team, it's a collection of the glue keeps it together. Oh, and by the way, like I said, they're 5-5 in their last 10. Marcus Smart's been out for 10 games. So if you don't think he matters to that basketball team, you don't know anything about basketball. No joke. The Bucks, I don't know. I don't know about the Bucks. We'll find out. They're riding it out with an interim coach who seems to know what he's doing. He's got them playing better. But they're dead equal on their point differential. And that basically means you're a 500 team. Well, they're a few games above. We'll see. I don't think Charlotte has it in them to make a run. The Knicks certainly are done. The Bulls will bypass the Knicks before the end of the season. And they may even go past Charlotte. Nets are the Nets, and they're a work in progress. Miami is, Orlando is god-awful. Like I said, we'll get Pat on in the second half and talk about the league a little bit and figure it out. And then Atlanta, you know, arguably the worst team in basketball, but Orlando's giving them a run for their money. And you go out west, and as I said, lo and behold, it's not Golden State sitting on top of the conference. It's Houston, albeit by a half game. And at the end, you know, who cares? Because right now, Houston would play New Orleans, and they'd annihilate them. And Golden State would play Portland, and they'd annihilate Portland. San Antonio is an average basketball team now. They're, because of the fact that they have the best coach in the history of the game, they're doing it without Kawhi. We'll find out, not this year, but next year, whether or not the rumblings about Kawhi not being happy with the organization are true. And if they are, well, very easily, the Lakers could be a destination for Kawhi Leonard. And Pop will just reorganize, keep it focused around LaMarcus Aldridge, and keep going. It's what San Antonio does. The T-Wolves would face the Thunder right now, and the Thunder figured it out. I mean, look, are they a top-tier team in the Western Conference? No. Could they beat you in a series? Absolutely. And, of course, everybody being healthy and all this kind of stuff. Well, that's part of the equation. But they figured it out. And again, all the talking heads who do what I do, all well and good, blah, 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 blah. Oh, it's horrible. Break them up. They can't play together. Oh, my God, it's the end of the world. Ah! Well, not so much. And they're going to make the playoffs. Like I said, looking at this right now, I mean, the Clippers are still hanging in there. And for anybody who hasn't noticed, they're 7-3 in their last 10 since they got rid of Blake. New Orleans is going to get bypassed. Their coach stinks. And they're asking Anthony Davis to pretty much do it by himself. That's going to be a dogfight. And Utah, who has won 11 in a row, is going to be part of the mix. They went from being a lottery team to being a contender. Donovan Mitchell is the real deal. He is the new star of that basketball team. And they were worried about Rudy Gobert, and understandably so, having to be a one-man band. Well, it hasn't played out that way. And that's where we'll finish it up right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black, not Donovan Mitchell, and we'll be back right after this short timeout.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Let me give you a little lowdown on the Utah Jazz, all right? When Gordon Hayward signed away with Boston, everybody thought the sky's falling. Some people had him as a borderline playoff team, and most people had him in the lottery, all right? Well, they're still a borderline playoff team, but since the ball has been handed to Donovan Mitchell to run the team, which is exactly what he's doing, 11 in a row, they're 2 games out of a playoff spot after struggling most of the year. And they're off to the races. They found their replacement for Gordon Hayward. Now, Joe Ingles stepped in a small forward position. But as far as making up the points that they needed to make up from Gordon Hayward, Donovan Mitchell has done it. And he also distributes the ball a little bit. Now, is he a pure point guard? Is there he their point guard going forward? Absolutely not. But Ricky Rubio's hurt. He'll be back, but he's hurt. Dante Exum is hurt with a bad shoulder. So the ball is running through Donovan Mitchell, and so, since they started doing that, they're winning a lot of basketball games. Now, I talked about the fact that everybody was seeding the Rookie of the Year award to Ben Simmons, and I said, well, you better start looking at Kyle Kuzma. Well, Kuzma's leveled off in that, you know, he's coming off the bench right now for the Lakers, which in the long term, that won't be what's happening. But this year, that is what's happening. Or at least it looks like it's going to play out that way for the rest of this year. But Donovan Mitchell's averaging almost 20 points a game, 19.6, 3.5 assists, 3.5 rebounds, and he's efficient with the basketball. He hits from 3. And he's shooting 43%, 44% from the field, and he's shooting 35% from 3. Hello? And he plays defense. Rick Pitino might not do a lot of things right, but one thing he does do is evaluate basketball talent. And he said going into the draft that Donovan Mitchell, you're going to be sorry if you passed up on him. And guess what? There's a whole bunch of teams, 12 of them, that are sorry that they passed up on him. That's it for this hour of the attack. We'll come back and regroup right after this short timeout at the news at the top of the hour. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.